Welcome to Session 6 of the Christian Leaders Institute mini-course, We Are Ambassadors for Jesus Christ. In this session, we examine the communications of an ambassador of Jesus Christ. In Session 5, we took a look at how Jesus Christ spoke and the words that he used, and that he spoke on behalf of the Father who sent him, that relationship of an ambassador. And in this session, we consider our words, our speech, our communication as ambassadors of Jesus Christ. And we want to look at 6 features of the words of an ambassador of Jesus Christ. The first feature is that an ambassador's speech is full of grace. In Colossians 4:6, we read, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each one." And in Ephesians 4, verse 29, we read, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." So the first feature of an ambassador's communication, filled with grace. Second, an ambassador's speech is governed by the ambassador's love relationship with Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 4, verses 14 through 15, the Apostle Paul writes that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but, speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, we read, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal." Our words, full of grace, full of love. The third feature of the words of an ambassador of Jesus Christ is that an ambassador's speech is consistent with the ambassador's conduct. In 1 John 3:18, we read, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Our actions are consistent with our words. Fourth, an ambassador's words encourage and edify others. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26, "How is it then, brethren? Whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification." And in Ephesians 5, verses 18 through 20, we read, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Fifth, an ambassador teaches sound doctrine that points people to Jesus Christ and does not stir up division. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 through 5, we read, "If anyone teaches otherwise and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, they are conceited and understand nothing. They have an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions, and constant friction between people of corrupt mind, who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain." And finally, number 6, an ambassador relies on the power of the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 through 5, we read, "And my speech," this is the Apostle Paul writing, "and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." And the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 12 and 13, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches." 6 features of the words of an ambassador: full of grace, governed by the love relationship with Jesus Christ, consistent, our words consistent with our conduct, an ambassador's words encourage and edify others. Teaching sound doctrine that points people to Jesus Christ and does not stir up division, and relying on the power of the Holy Spirit. Powerful words from the power of the Holy Spirit, the ambassador speaking on behalf of the one who sent him or her. May that be your testimony. We'll see you in the next session.